And I'm going to give you a little bit of a different slant. And I do believe that all of these wonderful things that we do will make for good things. But I'm going to ask you to consider another angle. Have you ever given money to someone who's been standing outside a store, like right outside the entrance? Maybe you see them a lot. Sometimes they're standing at intersections, right? I know that some of you have given out manna bags because that basket back there is empty. So if you have a minute, you might even get to talk to some of the people that you give things to, especially if you see them time and time again. And I know that's been the case for some of you, and you've learned amazing things, and it's been a blessing. It can be very, very meaningful, those conversations. But if you're in a car and you see someone on a street corner at a busy intersection doing that pacing back and forth because they're trying to get as many cars as they can, you might not get a chance to give them something if you don't hit the light quite right, right? So when you do, when you are able to get your hand out the door, out the window, and offer something, what is the response that you might get? What do you usually get? Does anybody say anything to you after you hand them a bag? Shout something out there. Chrissy? God bless you. That's what I get most of the time. God bless you. And I usually get eye contact and oftentimes a smile. And honestly, there have been times, probably later than now, where I felt a little embarrassed or a little bit uncomfortable with that because I'm giving something to someone who probably doesn't have much, and they're blessing me. And it seems weird. I'm blessing them too, but it just seems like I have everything I need. I have food. I don't need to beg. I have a car. I'm sitting in a car. And this person's asking for help and blessing me at the same time. Now, just because I have all those things doesn't mean that I feel like I've earned God's blessing, right? But sometimes I feel like I don't need a blessing. I've got this. No need to bless me. I'm good. But I know now that that's not really true. I've shown you pictures before, and this I wanted to share this trip, this picture of my trip to the Holy Land. This is a picture where of the Church of the Beatitudes, which is sitting on the place of where we think that Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. And you can see the beautiful hill. And it overlooks the Sea of Galilee, so it's a lovely setting. You can imagine that it's a good place for them to take a break from the crowds, and it's a good place for Jesus to teach his disciples about blessing and about the kingdom of heaven, and namely, who is blessed. Jesus starts out with people who are what we might consider needy or weak. The poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, and those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness. And all of these people have their needs met, he tells them. They're blessed. And then there are the people who are the helpers, kind of those folks. They are the merciful and the pure in heart and the peacemakers and, oh yes, the persecuted. They are also blessed. So the first line seems to be about others, those people, them, they. And then Jesus changes to you. Addressing the disciples, he says, "Blessed are you when you revile and when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you on my account. Be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." Now, if that were a road map to blessing, I might ask Siri for an alternate route. That's not easy, but I do want to be blessed. I do. And for me, and sometimes maybe for you, it's easy to fall into this mode of thinking, am I deserving of God's blessing? Should I be more poor in spirit, or am I meek enough? I'm not always merciful, and my heart is definitely not always pure. Am I still blessed? Yes, we are all blessed. These aren't conditions for our blessings. They are who we are. At one time or another, we've all been merciful and meek and poor in spirit. We have mourned and we have thirsted for righteousness. We have been peacemakers and pure in heart at one time or another. And most likely, those have been our challenging times. But we often associate blessings with things like a good quality of life or job security or money or success or good outcomes. We say, oh, I'm so blessed. And then forget that we're blessed even when we don't have these things or even when things aren't going very well. It's in the most challenging times that we need to remember God's promises, that we will be comforted, we will be filled. We will see God, that we're the children of God, and the kingdom of heaven is ours, that we are blessed, the collective we are blessed. So I might call this the mystery of God's promise of blessing, because it remains a mystery to me that a person who sleeps under a blanket on the side of a building on the concrete will say, God bless you when I give them a cup of coffee. I still wonder when I let down my window of my car to apologize to the person who paces up and down the divider because I really don't have anything to give them. They smile and say, that's okay. God bless you. I've learned to accept these blessings. God's blessings through people that I least expect to hear from. It's not for me to understand. Because the minute I start thinking I don't need a blessing from someone who's less fortunate than me, I'm thinking that I'm more blessed already because I have more. And that's just not so. It's not for you or me to understand, but it is for us to notice and acknowledge. It is for me and you to see God in the face of others, even the stranger. We are blessed. Blessing from God is pure gift, not earned. And it's a sign that God is always with us. We have been taught that we are blessed to be a blessing. And may it always be so.